AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be mainly cloudy today. Chance for some more showers, maybe even some thunderstorms. High around the mid-80s. Cause of an early morning barn fire in the Kenosha County village of Summers still under investigation. The structure burning brightly because it was filled with 5,000 bales of hay. Several county fire agencies called to the 7,000 block of Highway S about a quarter to four this morning. One first responder telling countywide dispatch those flames could be seen from Green Bay Road. First on scene reported the structure was engulfed in flames. Didn't take long for the incident commander to request additional help. That help coming from the city of Kenosha, South Shore, Bristol, Paris, Pleasant Prairie, Randall, Salem, Zion. The fire bells from Racine also requested. Damage said to be extensive. The owner of the property saying that aside from all that hay, farm equipment and recreational vehicles also burned. The Kenosha County investigation team contacted to try to help figure out what caused it. No objections raised at a public hearing last night in Mount Pleasant on a proposed conditional use permit to allow a veterinarian to open up a clinic and a shuttered restaurant on Highway 20. Dr. Ed Susmilch operates the Prairie Side Clinic on Lathrop Avenue at 21st Street in the city of Racine, but he noted that that facility has no more room for expansion and there are some other issues. He said his plan includes upgrading the exterior of the building, which he labeled tired.
Not so much changing the outside, but making sure that it is painted, properly maintained. Whether that's gutters, windows, painting. We do not intend significant landscape modifications at this time, but we will have to alter some of the landscape for both aesthetic reasons as well as giving our clients a space for the dogs to relieve themselves.
The doctor saying that the former restaurant allows him to immediately increase the number of exam rooms available for his fast-growing practice, and that includes even room for expansion down the road. The Village Plan Commission will take up the conditional use request when they meet this afternoon. The diversion of Lake Michigan water to Waukesha, and then after its use and treatment, its return via the Root River, that's already a done deal. City of Racine officials, though, still want to talk with the DNR and Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission members about what lies ahead and how it will be monitored. At the council meeting and committee of the whole, Alderman Sandy Winder, who made the request back in March, believes valuable information can still be gained, while Alderman Terry McCarthy said he would like to have an official agency presentation with special emphasis on the monitoring.
Both near-term to set a baseline as well as ongoing for the quality of the water. Additionally, I'm aware that Waukesha has specific plans associated with this proposal/project moving forward to make upgrades to their water treatment plant. I'd also like to understand from the DNR specifically how they are monitoring those plans to ensure that they are happening and thereby affecting the water quality.
City Administrator Tom Friedel noted past presentations had been done before the final decision was made this summer, but that another meeting could focus in on what happens next. Kenosha County Board of Supervisors approves a resolution calling on state lawmakers to pass a bill that would allow properly trained psychologists to write prescriptions, trying to ease the shortage of mental health services available to county residents. One of the recommendations in a study of ways to improve access to mental health treatment. Supervisor Terry Rose noting the county's spending on mental health programs nearly doubled this year to more than $2.1 million.
But this is not the ultimate remedy at all. It is just one small attempt to address this problem. Again, I hope Human Services looks at that report again and comes in with some suggestions in the fall.
That resolution passing on a vote of 19-2. And there's a new study that says 75% of the world's 500 most popular websites use web trackers. It's a number that has skyrocketed up from less than 5% in 1998. The Kenosha Police and Fire Commission's hired search firm has whittled down the list of 13 applicants for the fire chief's position to five and will start interviews next week to formally replace the retired John Thompson. All five are internal candidates, the commission deciding against a nationwide search, but names are not being released at this point. The schedule further calls for the candidates to go through another assessment prior to being evaluated by members of the commission itself. The goal to have Kenosha's new fire chief on board by November. Another member of the 90-year-old WRJN family has passed away.
And a pleasant good morning, everyone. The temperature reading here at Radio Park is a snowy 23 degrees. Speaking for WRJN Radio News, Don Edmark.
Don Edmark was the first news director of WRJN when the Journal-Times sold ownership to Century Insurance. He created the standalone news operation in 1969 that continues a tradition of local news to this day. He was the voice of morning news until March of 1985. A service in Kenosha will be held early next month to remember Don Edmark, who passed away Tuesday at the age of 89. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms offering a $10,000 reward for information that helps to find whoever's responsible for setting fires during the protests in Milwaukee. Three Ho-Chunk Nation casinos going to be expanding and renovated starting next month. 100 new jobs to be created. The casinos in Black River Falls, the Dells, and Wittenberg, they'll undergo that work simultaneously. And it's getting to that time of the year when municipal governments have to start making some critical decisions that impact the vast majority of citizens. And it appears the Common Council in Burlington, well, it's first out of the gate. Though Committee of the Whole discussion did include varied opinions about trick-or-treat hours.
Mr. I still think it should be an hour earlier. You know, they talk about 8 o'clock here, right?
So, what is it?
Six to eight.
So I think talking, if you bump it earlier, then you're dealing with working parents. Who's work till 5 and they can't get home in time to get the kids dressed and get them off.
It's already dark at 6, Ed.
It's part of the fun of trick-or-treating on Halloween night, isn't it? They do that in Waterford, though I heard we should visit that.
To me, it's just a little too dark.
So, general consensus, leave it as it is?
Leave it.
So, mark it down, 6 to 8 p.m. Halloween night trick-or-treat in the city of Burlington. The cause of an early morning barn fire in the Kenosha County village of Summers still under investigation. That structure burning brightly and seen from afar because it was filled with some 5,000 bales of hay. Several county fire agencies dispatched to the 7,000 block of Highway S about 3:45 this morning. First responders said going to that location, the flames could be seen from Green Bay Road. And then the first one on scene said the structure was engulfed. Didn't take long for the incident commander to quickly request mutual aid. Damage is said to be extensive, the owner of the property saying that aside from all that hay, there was farm equipment and recreational vehicles inside that also burned. The county's investigation team was contacted to try to help figure out what caused it. City of Racine's new affirmative action officer confirmed last night by the Common Council. Rashonda Kenyon is a 28-year employee who got a standing ovation from the alderman.
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. I want to let you know that I'm definitely dedicated to the city of Racine. I was born and raised here, and I've worked for the city since 1998, and I just want to let you know I plan to do a great job.
Alderman Jeff Coe saying that Kenyon's a good hire for the city.
I think she will do a really excellent job. I've known her for the last 10 years at least, and all the work she's done in the city, and I'm really glad that she got the job. And I'm glad she accepted it. Thank you, Rashonda.
Kenyon's appointment as the affirmative action officer coming after a roughly 3-month search process. Construction of a new parking ramp in downtown Kenosha, that's a key component of revitalization efforts, so says the director of Downtown Kenosha Incorporated, Chris Nauman. This in reaction to Mayor Antaramian's proposal to build an $8 million ramp on some land the city partially owns just east of the post office. Nauman says the structure would relieve both short and long-term parking problems.
We do have a lot of empty lots that could be converted into surface parking or, you know, a little better maintained would probably help us in the current situation of pressure. But if we're going to look to growth, particularly as we add density with new development, parking ramp is really the answer.
First step in approving a downtown ramp coming up tomorrow, the Plan Commission will gather. A proposed conditional use permit that would allow the operations of a veterinary clinic in a former restaurant on Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant got no objections last night. Dr. Ed Sussmilch operates the Prairie Side Clinic at Lathrop at 21st Street, noting at the hearing that the facility has no more room for expansion and it has some other issues. The clinic, he said, will house few, if any, animals overnight, adding that he has no problem if the village were to put a limit on the number of animals.
And those limits are acceptable to us because, again, it is not a normal process for us. Most of our patients are seen during the day and discharged immediately. It is rare that we have more than one or two patients in the hospital at any given time throughout the evening, and it's actually even rare to have any of them in the hospital.
The Village Plan Commission was taking that request for the conditional use up this afternoon. City of Racine is already 6 over its quota for Class A liquor licenses, and a request to exceed it with a new convenience store gas station at 930 Washington Avenue. Well, that was denied by the Common Council last night, putting the project in doubt. The developer, during citizen comments, asked for another chance with the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. But Alderman Ray DeHaan noted a daycare was nearby, and he scoffed at the applicant's claims of not being prepared for committee questions.
If you're a businessman and you're coming to present your argument to create a business, you better be prepared, otherwise don't show up. I'm a little bit angered about it because they keep saying they weren't prepared. They didn't know this, they didn't know that. Well, gentlemen, if we are to open a business, we better have our plan together, and they didn't.
The vote to send the issue back to licensing failed 8-5. Then the recommendation to deny the petition to exceed the license quota, that was approved 11-2. Alderman Shields and Perez in opposition. And the Kenosha County Board okays a resolution that calls on state lawmakers to pass a bill allowing properly trained psychologists to write prescriptions as a way to ease the shortage of mental health services available to county residents. Supervisor Michael Skoletsky felt the resolution addressed only one possible solution.
I wish it was just a little bit more broadly stated to more seriously and actively look into the mental health care issues that we're having and start proposing some realistic and perhaps maybe unproven and other times proven approaches to this.
The resolution was approved on a vote of 19-2. Diverting Lake Michigan water to Waukesha, then after its use and treatment, it's returned via the Root River. That's going to happen. It's a done deal. But City of Racine officials still want to talk with the DNR and Southeast Wisconsin Regional Plan Commission about what lies ahead and how it's going to be monitored. Common Council Committee of the Whole discussion included Alderman Ray DeHaan said that monitoring the river, that's going to be really important going forward.
I think it's important that we know where to point the fingers if something fails. And a lot of people don't know that we are already getting discharge in the Root River from the Yorkville Sanitary District. Hopefully our city sewer will be out there soon, but that's been going on since the early 70s. So when people say it's just going to happen, it's happened. That if you look at Horlicks Dam, when it dries out, take a look. And how do I know? I was on the committee that approved it.
City Administrator Tom Friedel noted past presentations had in fact been done prior to the final decision on the issue this summer, but another meeting could focus on what will happen next. With the issue having been discussed at length in recent months, the Burlington Common Council last night, with no significant discussion, approved a resolution for the voters to have a say on whether a new community pool ought to be built. An amended price tag, though, $5.4 million versus $4.7 million as originally proposed.
All those in favor signify with an aye at the call of your name.
Grandi.
Aye.
DeWitzia.
Aye.
Voss.
Aye.
Prisker.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Egas.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Motion carried. We're going to referendum.
The city's hiring consultant will be creating materials now to promote the November referendum, which will only be advisory. One of the most influential broadcasters and recognized voices in the 90-year history of WRJN radio passed away yesterday. Don Edmark was hired by Century Broadcasting in 1969 to begin a local news operation totally independent of the newspaper, the former station owner, which he talked about in this docudrama from back in the 1970s, one that he put together, taking a look at 50 years of WRJN.
Yours truly, Don Edmark, was hired from a Kenosha radio station as WRJN Radio's first news director, not reportable to an overseeing newspaper journalism philosophy.
Don Edmark was the voice of morning radio news on WRJN up until March of 1985. Then he retired in 86 with another ownership change. A service will be held in Kenosha early next month for Don Edmark, who again passed away Tuesday at the age of 89. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.